Atlas Robotics Architecture Deep Dive, Safety Systems and Queue Management. Introduction, when safety meets performance in real-time robotics. Welcome to a comprehensive technical exploration of the Atlas Robotics Framework, where we'll dissect two critical engineering challenges that sit at the heart of modern robotic systems, implementing fail-safe timeout mechanisms for robot control and solving complex back pressure problems in high-frequency observation pipelines. What makes this discussion particularly fascinating is that these problems represent the intersection of real-time systems engineering, distributed architecture design, and safety-critical robotics software. We're not just talking about abstract computer science concepts here. We're dealing with systems where a poorly designed timeout can lead to a robot spinning out of control, and where queue overflow can cause a complete breakdown of the observation pipeline that modern AI-powered robots depend on. Today, we'll take a deep dive into the Atlas codebase, examining how the engineering team solved these problems through careful architectural design, event-driven coordination mechanisms, and sophisticated producer-consumer patterns. We'll analyze not just what they built, but why they made specific design decisions, what trade-offs they accepted, and how these solutions perform under real-world conditions. The two primary case studies we'll explore are the R1T Robot's timeout safety system, a classic fail-safe implementation that prevents uncontrolled robot movement when joystick communication is lost, and a far more complex queue management crisis that emerged during video processing operations, where the observation pipeline would overflow and crash during the robot's video compression phase. Foundations, understanding real-time robotics architecture. Before we dive into the specific implementations, let's establish the fundamental architectural patterns that underlie these systems. Modern robotics frameworks like Atlas operate on several key principles that drive their design decisions. First, there's the concept of temporal determinism. Unlike traditional web applications, where a few hundred milliseconds of latency might be acceptable, robotic systems operate in the physical world, where timing guarantees can be the difference between smooth operation and catastrophic failure. When a robot arm is moving at high speed, a control loop that should run at 100 Hz cannot suddenly drop to 10 Hz without serious consequences. This requirement for temporal predictability influences every architectural decision, from process separation to communication mechanisms. Second, we have the principle of graceful degradation under failure. Robotic systems must be designed with the assumption that components will fail. Network connections will drop, processes will crash, hardware will malfunction. The question isn't whether failures will occur, but how the system responds when they do. This is why timeout mechanisms aren't just nice-to-have features, they're fundamental safety requirements. Third, there's the challenge of coordinating between multiple concurrent processes operating at different frequencies. In the Atlas architecture, you might have a camera capture process running at 30 Hz, a robot control loop at 100 Hz, a joystick input handler at variable rates, and a video compression process that runs intermittently but blocks for several seconds when active. Coordinating these different temporal domains while maintaining real-time guarantees requires sophisticated inter-process communication and synchronization mechanisms. The Atlas framework addresses these challenges through a multi-process architecture built around shared memory, multi-processing queues, and event-driven coordination. Each major subsystem, the robot control processes, the observation capture pipeline, the recording and compression systems, runs in its own process with well-defined interfaces and coordination mechanisms. This provides process isolation for fault tolerance while enabling high-performance data sharing through shared memory. Robot Safety Deep Dive, the R1T Timeout System. Let's begin our technical analysis with the R1T Robot's Timeout Safety System, which represents a textbook implementation of fail-safe design in robotics. The core problem is deceptively simple. What happens when the communication link between the operator's joystick and the robot is lost? Without proper handling, the robot would continue executing the last received command indefinitely, potentially spinning or moving in uncontrolled ways. The implemented solution follows the classic dead man switch pattern from industrial control systems. The concept is elegantly simple. The system must continuously receive I'm alive signals from the operator, and if those signals stop arriving, the system immediately enters a safe state. In the R1T implementation, this is achieved through a three-part mechanism. First, there's timestamp tracking through the last joy time variable, which records when the last joystick message was received. This timestamp gets updated in both the joy left callback and joy right callback functions whenever new joystick data arrives. The timeout threshold is configurable through joy timeout, currently set to 500 milliseconds, a carefully chosen value that's short enough to provide rapid safety response, but long enough to avoid false triggers from normal network jitter. The genius of this implementation lies in where the timeout check is performed. Rather than running a separate monitoring thread, the check is integrated into the main control flow within the joystick to twist method. This method is called regularly through the getState function, which means the timeout check happens naturally as part of the robot's normal operation cycle. When the timeout is detected, the method returns an Atlas twist object with all velocity components set to zero, effectively commanding the robot to stop all movement. This design demonstrates several important principles of safety-critical software design. First, it follows the principle of fail-safe rather than fail-secure. When something goes wrong, the system enters the safest possible state, which is to stop moving. Second, it integrates the safety check into the normal operational flow rather than relying on separate watchdog processes that could themselves fail. Third, it uses positive confirmation rather than negative. The system requires active proof that the operator is present rather than waiting for explicit stop commands. From a performance perspective, this implementation is exceptionally efficient. The timeout check consists of a simple timestamp comparison that adds virtually no computational overhead to the control loop. The debug logging is included for troubleshooting, but doesn't impact real-time performance. The configurable timeout value allows operators to tune the system for different operational environments, perhaps using a shorter timeout for high-risk operations or a longer one for systems with higher communication latency. However, there are some architectural considerations worth noting. The current implementation assumes that joystick messages are the only source of operator intent. In more complex systems, you might want timeout monitoring that considers multiple input sources or different timeout values for different types of operations. The hard-coded 0.5-second timeout, while reasonable, could potentially be made adaptive based on observed network conditions or operational context. The error handling strategy also raises interesting questions. Currently, a timeout simply results in zero velocities, but in some scenarios, you might want more sophisticated responses, perhaps moving to a predefined safe position, activating emergency brakes, or sending alerts to human operators. The current implementation prioritizes simplicity and reliability, which is generally the right approach for safety systems, but it does represent a design trade-off. Q architecture foundations, producer-consumer patterns in robotics. To understand the Q management crisis we'll analyze next, we need to establish a solid foundation in producer-consumer architectures and their specific challenges in robotics contexts. The Atlas framework employs a sophisticated multi-process architecture where different components produce and consume data at various rates, and understanding how these patterns work and how they can break down is crucial to robotic system design. In a typical robotics observation pipeline, you have multiple producers generating data at different frequencies. Camera sensors might capture images at 30 FPS, robot joint encoders might report positions at 100 Hz, and force sensors might sample at 1000 Hz. All of this data needs to flow through processing pipelines to consumers that might operate at entirely different rates. A machine learning inference engine might process images at 10 FPS, while a control loop might consume joint positions at 100 Hz. The fundamental challenge is buffering and flow control. When producers generate data faster than consumers can process it, you need buffering mechanisms to smooth out the temporal mismatches. But buffers have finite capacity, and when they overflow, you have to make difficult decisions about data handling. Do you drop new data, discard old data, or block the producer? In the Atlas architecture, this buffering is primarily handled through Python's multiprocessing queue objects, which provide thread-safe and process-safe FIFO buffers with configurable maximum sizes. The choice of multiprocessing queues rather than threading queues reflects the system's multiprocess architecture, which provides better fault isolation and can leverage multiple CPU cores more effectively. The shared memory component adds another layer of sophistication. Rather than copying large observation data, particularly high-resolution camera images, through the queues, the Atlas system uses shared memory to store the actual observation data and passes lightweight metadata through the queues. This is a classic optimization for high-throughput data pipelines. Avoid expensive memory copies by sharing data in place and using the queues only for coordination and metadata. This design pattern has several important implications. First, it dramatically reduces the memory bandwidth requirements of the system. Instead of copying megabytes of image data through queues, you're only passing small metadata structures. Second, it enables multiple consumers to access the same observation data without additional copying. Third, it decouples the lifetime management of observation data from the queue operations, allowing more sophisticated memory management strategies. However, this pattern also introduces complexity in lifecycle management. When observation data is stored in shared memory and referenced through queue metadata, you need careful coordination to ensure that memory isn't freed while consumers are still using it, but also that memory doesn't leak when consumers fail to process observations. The Atlas system handles this through reference counting and cleanup mechanisms, but it represents a significant architectural complexity compared to simpler queue-only approaches. The backpressure crisis, when coordination breaks down. Now let's examine the queue management crisis that represents one of the most interesting debugging challenges in the codebase. This problem emerged during video processing operations and represents a classic example of how complex producer-consumer systems can break down in unexpected ways. The crisis centers around a temporal coordination problem during LaRobot video compression. To understand why this happens, we need to trace through the normal operational flow and identify where it breaks down. Under normal recording conditions, there's a carefully orchestrated dance between multiple processes. The robot process captures observations at 30 Hz, stores them in shared memory, and puts metadata into response queues. The main process pulls these queues, caches the observation metadata, and publishes it to the system bus. The system state manager reads from the bus, loads observation data from shared memory, and updates the overall system state. Finally, the recorder node reads observations from the system state and passes them to the LaRobot recording provider. This pipeline works beautifully when all components are actively consuming data. The robot process produces observations at 30 Hz, and each stage of the pipeline consumes them at roughly the same rate, with small queues providing buffering for temporal variations. The system maintains steady-state operation with minimal memory usage and low latency. The breakdown occurs during the video compression phase of recording shutdown. When the stop recording method is called in the LaRobot integration, it performs two critical operations in sequence. First, it sets a flag that stops the recording worker from consuming new observations. Second, it calls dataset save episode, which performs the actual video compression, encoding hundreds or thousands of captured images into MP4 video files and writing metadata to disk. This video compression process is inherently blocking and can take anywhere from 3 to 10 seconds depending on the episode length and the configured video encoding batch size. During this time, the recording consumer has completely stopped processing observations, but every other part of the pipeline continues operating at full speed. This creates a classic producer-consumer rate mismatch. The robot process continues capturing camera images and generating observations at 30 Hz, completely unaware that the downstream consumer has stopped. The response queue, configured with a maximum size of 100 items, begins accumulating metadata at 30 items per second. Within approximately 3.3 seconds, the queue reaches its maximum capacity. Once the queue is full, the put now wait operations in the robot process begin failing with queue. Full exceptions. The robot process logs these failures and continues attempting to capture observations, but they're all being discarded. Meanwhile, the shared memory system continues allocating memory for these unused observations, creating both memory pressure and wasted computational resources. The mathematical progression is relentless. 30 observations per second, multiplied by the video compression duration, results in hundreds of dropped observations and substantial memory waste. During a 10-second compression operation, the system attempts to generate 300 observations, but can only queue 100 of them, resulting in 200 dropped observations and their associated memory allocations. What makes this particularly insidious is that the failure mode isn't immediately obvious. The robot process continues running, the video compression eventually completes, and the system resumes normal operation. But during the compression window, the observation pipeline is completely disrupted, memory usage spikes, and the robot process generates continuous error logs. Implementation analysis, event-driven coordination solution. The solution implemented in the Atlas codebase demonstrates sophisticated event-driven coordination patterns that address the back pressure crisis through proactive producer throttling rather than reactive queue management. Let's analyze how this solution works and why it's architecturally elegant. The core insight behind the solution is that queue overflow is a symptom, not the root cause. Instead of trying to handle the overflow after it occurs, perhaps by increasing queue sizes or implementing more sophisticated dropping strategies, the Atlas team addressed the fundamental coordination problem. How does a producer know when its consumer has stopped consuming? The solution introduces an event-driven coordination mechanism based on a compression-active event that acts as a distributed flag shared across process boundaries. This multiprocessing event object provides a simple but powerful coordination primitive. It can be set by one process and checked by others, with efficient shared memory semantics that avoid the overhead of message passing. The event lifecycle follows the natural flow of the recording and compression process. When the orchestrator begins video compression, it publishes a system.compressionActive message to the system bus. The robot node's compression state monitoring loop detects this message and sets the compression active event. This event is shared with the robot process, which checks it during its observation capture loop. When the event is set, the robot process completely skips observation capture. No camera operations, no shared memory allocation, no queue operations. This approach is architecturally significant for several reasons. First, it implements back pressure control at the source rather than at the queue boundaries. Instead of trying to handle overflow after data has already been produced, it prevents the production of unnecessary data in the first place. This is far more efficient than any queue management strategy could be because it avoids all the computational overhead of data capture and processing. Second, it maintains system responsiveness during blocking operations. Video compression can take many seconds, but the observation pipeline doesn't freeze or accumulate backlog. It simply pauses until the compression completes. When the compression finishes, the event is cleared and observation capture resumes immediately with no accumulated state to process. Third, it provides clean separation of concerns. The compression logic doesn't need to know anything about observation capture rates or queue management. The observation capture logic doesn't need to understand video compression timing. Each component focuses on its primary responsibility while participating in the coordination protocol through the shared event. The implementation details reveal careful attention to performance and reliability. In the robot process, the event check is lightweight, just a single atomic read operation that adds virtually no overhead to the observation loop. The logging is structured to provide visibility into the coordination without overwhelming the logs. It reports statistics periodically rather than logging every skipped observation. On the proxy side, the solution includes a drainage mechanism to handle observations that were already in flight when the event was set. Rather than letting these observations accumulate, the proxy actively removes them from the queue and discards them. This ensures that when compression completes and observation capture resumes, there's no stale data in the pipeline. The error handling is also noteworthy. The event mechanism is designed to be fail-safe. If the event system fails or the coordination breaks down, the system reverts to normal operation rather than getting stuck in a disabled state. The event is explicitly cleared when compression completes, and there are safeguards to prevent the system from getting stuck in a compression-active state. Performance analysis, throughput, latency, and resource management. Let's examine the performance characteristics of this architecture and understand both its strengths and potential bottlenecks. The Atlas Observation Pipeline represents a high-performance distributed system with stringent real-time requirements, and its performance profile reveals interesting insights about robotic system design. Under normal operation, the observation capture pipeline achieves impressive throughput characteristics. The robot process captures observations at 30 Hz, with typical latencies of 10 to 20 milliseconds from image capture to queue insertion. The shared memory system enables this performance by avoiding expensive data copies. Instead of passing multi-megabyte image frames through queues, the system stores them in shared memory and passes 100-byte metadata structures through the communication channels. The latency profile shows careful optimization for real-time constraints. The robot process logs performance metrics every 100 observations, revealing that image capture typically takes 15 to 30 milliseconds, shared memory storage adds 2 to 5 milliseconds, and queue insertion is sub-millisecond. These numbers demonstrate that the system meets its 33 millisecond target for 30 Hz operation with comfortable margins. Memory management represents both a strength and a potential concern in this architecture. The shared memory approach dramatically reduces memory bandwidth requirements compared to copying data through queues, but it also introduces complexity in lifecycle management. Each observation requires shared memory allocation, and the system must carefully coordinate between producers and consumers to ensure timely cleanup without premature deallocation. The compression-aware coordination provides significant performance improvements during video processing operations. Before the back pressure solution was implemented, video compression would trigger 300-plus failed queue operations over a 10-second period, each requiring exception handling and logging overhead. The system would also allocate shared memory for hundreds of unused observations, creating memory pressure and potential garbage collection overhead. With the event-driven coordination, the system completely avoids these performance penalties during compression. No observations are captured, no shared memory is allocated, and no queue operations are attempted. This represents not just the elimination of failed operations, but the complete avoidance of unnecessary work. The performance improvement is substantial. During compression phases, CPU usage drops dramatically in the observation pipeline, and memory allocation remains constant. However, there are some performance considerations that merit attention. The current implementation uses a simple binary coordination mechanism. Observations are either fully captured or completely skipped. In some scenarios, you might want more granular control, perhaps capturing observations at a reduced rate or with lower quality settings during compression. The current approach prioritizes simplicity and reliability over flexibility. The shared memory system also introduces potential performance bottlenecks under high-frequency operation. While shared memory avoids copying overhead, it still requires synchronization between processes for allocation and deallocation. At very high observation rates, this synchronization could become a bottleneck, particularly if garbage collection of unused observations becomes frequent. The queue configuration represents another performance trade-off. The maximum size of 100 items provides approximately 3.3 seconds of buffering at 30 Hz, which is sufficient for normal operational variations, but not enough to handle extended downstream blockages. The choice of queue size reflects a balance between memory usage and buffering capacity. Larger queues would provide more buffering, but would also consume more memory and potentially hide coordination problems longer. Error handling and robustness analysis. The robustness of error handling in the Atlas observation pipeline reveals both sophisticated engineering and areas where improvements could be considered. Let's analyze the error handling strategies and their effectiveness under various failure scenarios. The timeout safety system demonstrates excellent error handling design. The joystick timeout mechanism handles the most common failure mode in robot teleoperation, communication loss, through a fail-safe approach that requires no error detection or recovery logic. When communication fails, the system naturally transitions to a safe state without requiring explicit error handling. This is a fundamental principle of safety-critical design. Engineer the system so that the safest response happens automatically when things go wrong. The queue management system shows more complex error handling patterns. When the response queue fills up, the robot process catches the queue, full exception, and logs the failure, but continues operating. This approach prioritizes system stability over data completeness. Rather than crashing or blocking when queues overflow, the system gracefully degrades by dropping observations while maintaining overall functionality. However, the original error handling approach had significant limitations. Logging queue failures every 33 milliseconds during extended backlog periods would generate thousands of log entries, potentially overwhelming log storage and making diagnosis difficult. The errors were handled locally within the robot process, but didn't propagate information about the coordination problem to other system components that might be able to address it. The event-driven coordination solution represents a more sophisticated approach to error prevention rather than error handling. By detecting the coordination problem at the system level and proactively preventing the conditions that cause queue overflow, the solution eliminates entire classes of errors rather than just handling them more gracefully. The coordination mechanism itself includes several robustness features. The compression state monitoring uses exception handling to continue operating even if individual state updates fail. The event setting and clearing operations are atomic, preventing race conditions that could leave the system in inconsistent states. The periodic logging provides visibility into system operation without overwhelming the logs. One area where the error handling could potentially be strengthened is in handling coordination failures. If the compression active event system itself fails, perhaps due to shared memory corruption or process communication errors, the system would revert to the original behavior with potential queue overflow. Adding health monitoring for the coordination mechanism itself could improve overall system robustness. The shared memory error handling also merits consideration. While the system includes cleanup mechanisms for unused observations, complex failure scenarios, such as consumer processes crashing while holding references to shared memory objects, could potentially lead to memory leaks. The current implementation handles normal operational scenarios well, but edge cases around process failures could be more robust. The logging strategy throughout the system strikes a good balance between visibility and performance. Error conditions are logged with appropriate severity levels, and periodic summary statistics provide operational insights without log spam. However, the current logging doesn't include correlation identifiers that would help trace problems across process boundaries, which could complicate debugging in complex failure scenarios. Architectural critique, design patterns, and trade-offs. The Atlas architecture demonstrates several sophisticated design patterns while also revealing some interesting trade-offs and areas where alternative approaches might be considered. Let's analyze the architectural decisions critically and consider their implications. The multi-process architecture represents a fundamental design choice that influences every other aspect of the system. By separating robot control, observation capture, and data processing into distinct processes, the system gains fault isolation, resource isolation, and the ability to leverage multiple CPU cores. However, this approach also introduces substantial complexity in inter-process coordination and shared state management. The choice of Python multiprocessing primitives, queues, and shared memory reflects a pragmatic balance between performance and implementation complexity. These primitives provide the necessary functionality while remaining accessible to the development team and compatible with the broader Python robotics ecosystem. However, they also introduce Python-specific overhead and limitations that might not be present in lower-level implementations. The shared memory pattern for observation data represents an excellent optimization for high-throughput data pipelines. By avoiding expensive data copying, the system achieves much better performance than queue-only approaches. However, this optimization comes at the cost of significantly increased complexity in lifecycle management and error handling. The system must carefully coordinate reference counting and cleanup across process boundaries, which is inherently error-prone. The event-driven coordination mechanism demonstrates sophisticated systems thinking. Rather than treating queue overflow as a local problem to be solved with better queue management, the architects recognized it as a system-level coordination issue requiring a system-level solution. This approach is architecturally elegant and provides robust performance characteristics. However, the event-driven approach also introduces tight coupling between otherwise independent components. The observation capture system now needs to understand video compression states, and the compression system needs to coordinate with observation capture. While this coupling is managed through well-defined interfaces, it represents a trade-off between system modularity and performance optimization. The robot safety implementation showcases excellent principles of safety-critical design, simple, fail-safe, integrated into normal operation flow. However, it also reveals the limitations of single-point safety mechanisms. The current timeout system protects against joystick communication failures, but doesn't address other potential safety issues like robot hardware failures, sensor malfunctions, or software crashes in critical control loops. The queue sizing decisions reflect interesting trade-offs between memory usage, buffering capacity, and error visibility. The 100-item queue limit provides reasonable buffering for normal operation while ensuring that coordination problems become visible quickly. Larger queues might hide coordination issues longer, while smaller queues might trigger false positives during normal operational variations. One architectural pattern that could potentially improve the system is circuit breaker implementation. Instead of binary coordination through compression events, the system could implement adaptive back pressure that gradually reduces observation rates as queue depths increase, providing more graceful degradation under varying load conditions. The current architecture also lacks comprehensive health monitoring and metrics collection. While individual components log their performance characteristics, there's no centralized view of system health that would enable proactive identification of performance degradation or coordination problems. Adding telemetry and monitoring infrastructure could significantly improve operational visibility. Lessons and future considerations. The Atlas implementation provides several important lessons for robotic system architecture and suggests directions for future development. Let's examine what we can learn from both the successes and limitations of this approach. First, the importance of fail-safe design in robotics cannot be overstated. The joystick timeout mechanism demonstrates how simple, robust safety systems can be far more effective than complex monitoring and recovery mechanisms. The key insight is designing systems where the safe response happens naturally when things go wrong, rather than requiring active error detection and handling. Second, producer-consumer coordination in real-time systems requires careful architectural consideration from the beginning. The back pressure crisis illustrates how coordination problems can emerge from the interaction of otherwise well-designed components. Systems architecture must consider not just how components work individually, but how they interact under all operational conditions, including failure modes and exceptional circumstances. Third, the value of event-driven coordination in distributed systems is substantial, but it comes with complexity costs. The compression-aware coordination eliminates entire classes of performance problems, but it also introduces coupling between components and requires careful lifecycle management. The trade-off is generally worthwhile for performance-critical systems, but it's not free. Fourth, performance optimization in robotic systems often requires breaking traditional abstraction boundaries. The shared memory optimization violates the principle of encapsulation by sharing data structures across process boundaries, but it's essential for achieving the throughput requirements of modern robotics applications. System architects must be willing to make pragmatic trade-offs when performance requirements demand it. Looking toward future improvements, several areas emerge as opportunities for enhancement. The coordination mechanism could be generalized beyond compression events to handle other types of system state changes that affect data flow. This might include different observation rates for different operational modes, graceful degradation under resource constraints, or coordination during system initialization and shutdown. The safety systems could be extended beyond simple timeout mechanisms to include more comprehensive health monitoring. This might include monitoring for sensor failures, actuator problems, network partitions, or software component crashes. The challenge is implementing comprehensive safety monitoring without introducing excessive complexity that becomes a source of failures itself. The performance characteristics could potentially be improved through more sophisticated memory management strategies. Instead of allocating and deallocating shared memory for each observation, the system could use memory pools or circular buffers to reduce allocation overhead. This would improve performance, but would also increase system complexity. The error handling could be enhanced with better correlation tracking and distributed tracing capabilities. Understanding how errors propagate through the multi-process system is challenging with current logging approaches, and improved observability would significantly aid in debugging and optimization. Finally, the architecture could benefit from more sophisticated adaptive behavior. Instead of binary coordination states, the system could implement graduated responses to system load and resource constraints. This might include reducing observation rates, changing image quality settings, or temporarily disabling non-critical processing during high load periods. Conclusion: engineering excellence in robotic systems. The Atlas Robotics Framework demonstrates sophisticated engineering approaches to fundamental challenges in real-time robotic systems. Through careful analysis of the robot safety timeout implementation and the queue management crisis solution, we've seen how architectural decisions ripple through complex systems and how seemingly simple problems can reveal deep insights about system design. The joystick timeout safety system exemplifies excellent safety critical design principles: simplicity, fail-safe operation, and integration into normal operational flow. By requiring positive confirmation of operator presence rather than detecting negative conditions, and by naturally transitioning to safe states when coordination breaks down, this implementation provides robust safety characteristics with minimal complexity. The queue management and back pressure solution demonstrates sophisticated systems thinking applied to producer-consumer coordination problems. Rather than treating queue overflow as a local optimization problem, the architects recognized it as a system-level coordination challenge requiring distributed state management. The event-driven solution elegantly prevents the problem rather than just handling its symptoms. Together, these implementations reveal important principles for robotic system architecture. First, that safety mechanisms must be designed for reliability above all other considerations. Complex safety systems are often less safe than simple ones. Second, that performance optimization in real-time systems often requires breaking traditional abstraction boundaries and sharing state across component boundaries. Third, that coordination problems in distributed systems require system-level solutions rather than local optimizations. The architectural patterns demonstrated in Atlas, multi-process organization, shared memory optimization, event-driven coordination, and fail-safe safety mechanisms represent mature approaches to challenging problems in robotic software engineering. While there are always opportunities for improvement and optimization, the fundamental design decisions demonstrate solid engineering judgment and deep understanding of robotic system requirements. As robotic systems continue to evolve toward greater complexity and more demanding performance requirements, the lessons from implementations like Atlas become increasingly valuable. The principles of safety-first design, proactive coordination, and performance-conscious architecture will remain relevant even as the specific technologies and implementation details change. For practitioners working on robotic systems, the Atlas codebase provides an excellent example of how to balance competing requirements: safety versus performance, simplicity versus flexibility, modularity versus coordination, through thoughtful architectural design and careful implementation. The solutions aren't perfect, but they represent solid engineering approaches to difficult problems, and they provide a foundation for future innovation and improvement. The technical depth and sophistication of these implementations remind us that modern robotics is fundamentally a software engineering discipline, where success depends as much on architectural thinking and systems design as on algorithms and control theory. By studying implementations like these, we can continue to advance the state of the art in robotic system engineering and build the robust, high-performance systems that future robotics applications will require.